in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 2 Samuel. So get close to your radio now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Open your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Tonight I want to look at, if we could say, some of the consequences of David's sin. We could see that starting in chapter 13. As a matter of fact, in chapter 15, we see that Absalom rebelled against David. Now, we've been looking at the life of David, is that right? And in one word, how would you describe David as a king? What adjective would you use to describe David? A what? A blessed king? A faithful king? A courageous king? Of what other kind of king? Of what now? A sinful king. Up until chapter 10, we have been saying David was faithful, righteous. We've been saying all the, we look at the godly side of the ledger, and we was putting all of those things that looked like God on that side about David, wasn't we? Until we got in chapter 11. And what did David do in chapter 11? Huh? Amen. Amen. Bathsheba didn't have them curtains closed, and David was peeping through the curtains. Amen. And he couldn't turn away, could he? Amen. And even when he found out the information that she was married, what did David say? Go get her. That didn't even register. David said, I got to have her, and I got to have her now. Now, you think about it. Up until that time, David had never lost a battle. And what we see, as a matter of fact, you never see David losing a battle in terms of fighting men. But you see him lose a battle of the flesh. He couldn't conquer his flesh. And we see that David messed up in chapter 11, chapter 12. How do we know David messed up? Well, when the preacher started coming over to your house. Amen. When he show up unannounced. Amen. Then you know you're in trouble. God often uses his preachers like deputy sheriffs and stuff. He deputized them and he sent them out. Amen. And he has to arrest the sinner. As a matter of fact, the job of a preacher, Reverend King, ain't in here. But that's a tough assignment. Matter of fact, I'm working on another book. It's called The Tough Assignments of a Preacher, The Tough Job of a Preacher. Because when you look at your Bible, you see preachers had some tough jobs. And one of the chapters I'm going to write on is Nathan. Because Nathan had to go and tell a king about his sins. And normally when you almost just always had to tell a king what he wanted to hear. Unless he's going to cut your neck off. Yeah, he's just going to chop your head off. But Nathan went there and he told him in a roundabout way, didn't he? He painted such a beautiful picture, didn't he? He says, King, we got a problem. We got a man in this kingdom who had a little bitty lamb. Oh, and he loved this lamb. Matter of fact, his children grew up with this lamb. This was a little pet lamb. And he was a poor man, and all he had is this one little pet lamb. But there was another man who had plenty of lambs. He was a rich man. And one of his friends came over to his house, and King, he went over and sent for that poor man little lamb. And he killed the poor man little lamb, and they had lamb chop. David said, sure enough, he said, go get that man. I need to see that man. Something need to be done about that man. Matter of fact, that man need to pay fourfold. He need to pay four times as much. Bring him up here now and say, you the man. And then he fixed it and let him know, you took that man's wife, King. That was like a little bitty pet lamb. You had all these, you was like the rich man. You had all these other women's here. But you done stole this man little lamb. And so David got in hot water. He went on and repented. But sin has consequences, don't it? When you read chapter 13, you start finding out that David had problems. See, wherever you have problems, 9 times out of 10, there's a sin issue. As a matter of fact, I preached a sermon once. Your problem is sin. Yeah. A lot of times people think that the problem, you know, makes, but most of the time, even health problems sometimes can be, not all the time now, so don't get me wrong now. You're gonna have colds and you're gonna have flus and you're just gonna have ailments all because we're on a sinful planet. Amen. Sometimes it's not so much you done sin. Sometimes somebody else done sin and you just hanging out with them. Hello, somebody. Remember the story of Jonah? Jonah got on board of the ship and caused all of them sailors some problems. They started throwing their cargo, emptying the ship. Now, think about what Jonah done. Running from God caused all those people to lose all their belongings. And that's kind of how it is. Whenever you start losing stuff and you know you ain't in sin, start seeing who on board of your life. Start looking around. Who, it could have been somebody that ran on board. All right. But in chapter 13, we see that David's daughter got raped. So he messed up somebody else's family. Now his family is getting ready to be messed up. Then in chapter 14, Absalom kills Amon. He kills David, a firstborn son, the boy that raped his sister. Now think about it. That's a double crime because that's incest. Big brother raped little sister. Now ain't that something? And then Absalom, the pretty boy, he ended up killing the oldest boy. Now, that was something to him, killing the oldest boy. It wasn't just he just killed him out of revenge. He killed him, too, because he was eliminating the heir to the throne. See, he was the oldest boy, so when David died, he was supposed to be the next person in line. But by him being eliminated, now Absalom is positioning himself. Well, when you read the story, I'm coming on up to chapter 15. But when you read the story, you'll find out that Absalom and his daddy didn't get along. When David found out about it, David said, what? He done what? And that's all. Now, what should have happened when, number one, Amon raped his sister? David said, what? What did he rape her for? And that was it. Then when Absalom killed Amon, what? He done killed. And that's it. So him and Absalom hadn't spoke to each other for a couple of years. And then when he finally tell Absalom to come back home, he didn't speak to him. He didn't speak to him. Is this the way you're supposed to handle problems? So Absalom said, ain't nobody going to treat me like I'm a prince around here. Nobody treat me. So he said, I know how to. So he sent for Joab. But even old bad Joab said, I ain't coming over to your house. He said, I know how to get you over here. He told his servant to go and burn up his wheat yard. Go burn up all his wheat. When somebody burn up your garden, you're going to go and see about it now, won't you? Amen. See, you can't ignore problems. See, people that you know that's a problem, you better not be turning your back on problem people. Huh? You don't turn your back on a backstabber. Hello, somebody. You know, Abraham Lincoln, they said that Obama, he patterned himself after Abraham Lincoln. And if you notice how he built his cabinet, he put a lot of people on his cabinet that was really like his enemies. And they asked him, why did he do that? He said, that's what Abraham Lincoln done. And what he learned from Abraham Lincoln is you bring your enemies in close. Yeah, so you can keep an eye on them. You don't want them to be running way out in the field like Joab. You want to make sure you don't bring them in real close so you can see what they're doing and make sure that you get a report every day from them. Amen. You bring your enemies in close. See, most of us don't want to have nothing to do. We duck and dodge our enemy. Well, when your enemy is back there and you out here, your enemy could be plotting. So bring them in the same room so we can look each other eyeball to eyeball. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when I go to, you know, different meetings, particularly those that I know that you know, a lot of times you get word about who's who on the board. Is that right? And so a lot of times the one that keeps up a lot of devilment, I sit right by him because I want to know what they write. Yeah, I sure. Yeah, because if he's taking my name and putting my name down, I want to see it. Amen. When he go to the restroom, I'm going right there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So look at what the Bible says in verse number 27. I want y'all to see something. I mean, 28 of chapter 14. Because I want you to see some of the mistakes. Because a lot of times when a child rebels, we don't understand why they rebelling. But watch this. Look here at verse number 28 of chapter 14. It says, so Absalom dwelled 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Didn't see daddy's face for 2 years. Even though he done came back home, but didn't see daddy's face. And then in 29 and 30, he sent for Joab, but Joab wouldn't come. And so verse 30 says, so he set it on fire, set his field on fire to make him come. Do you see this boy is crying out for attention? Do you know why sometimes your children act up? They looking for attention. The ones that act up the most is the one that need the most attention. And most of the time, them the ones that we just want to push away. But them the ones you need to be bringing in close. Look down here at verse number 33. When they finally did meet the king, verse 33, so Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king, bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. Well, that was actually a kiss of goodbye. That was hello and goodbye. Now, Absalom, and a lot of times you can feel a hello kiss. from a goodbye kiss. Hello, somebody. You can, just like a hug, you can tell a friendly hug than just a one of these Christian church-going hugs. You know, just this is a Christian thing to do. Hey. You don't really want to hug, but you're hugging everybody, and so you don't hug 9 people in a row, so you really don't want to hug number 10, but hey, so you go on and hug anyway, because that's the Christian thing to do. But you can tell a real hug from one of them fakey Christian hugs. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Just like on Sunday, you can tell when somebody shake your hand and when they just passing your hand. Oh, y'all, boy, that looked like that registered there. But not here at Bible, but you know them churches that you go to. Amen. I know that don't go here at Bible Way. No, as a matter of fact, here at Bible Way, I almost have to break y'all up. I just, because you're supposed to just come out here and greet the visitors. But y'all be coming out here. I be listening to some of these conversations. Child, what you cook? we don't supposed to be taking no Betty Crocker classes out here. Child, you won't believe what I cooked. No, you didn't, child. Yes, I did. All right. But I want you to see why Absalom rebelled. There was a reason why Absalom rebelled. He was good looking and the right people weren't paying him attention. He's a prince, but he ain't being treated like a prince. Amen. So notice what Absalom did. It says, and it came to pass, verse 1, chapter 15, after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and says, "Oh, what city art thou?" And he says, "Thy servant is a one of the tribe of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man dispute of the king to hear thee." And Absalom said, "Moreover, oh, that I was made judge." Oh, if I could just be the judge in the land, that every man which has any suit or cause can come unto me, and I would do him just, if I could just be the king for a day. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do obsession, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all of Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. What was Absalom doing? See, David is getting old now. And Absalom saw where David was failing in responsibility. Let me tell you something. Make sure that you always doing what you're supposed to do. Because you can easily give the enemy an opportunity. And see, that's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us don't give the devil, don't make room for the devil. And a lot of times we make room for the devil just by not doing what we're supposed to do. And then somebody else come and take care of it. Listen to me, husbands and wives. Be careful playing these power kicks on one another. I ain't going to do what I'm supposed to do because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. The devil sent somebody that who will. If you won't do what you're supposed to do, the devil will send somebody who will. Hello, somebody. If you're not taking care of his needs, the devil will send somebody else who will. You're not taking care of her needs, the devil sent somebody else who will. See, you can say, "Scat, cat, get out of here. I don't want you." There's somebody over there say, "Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Come here, kitty." Be careful. Be careful. Don't be pushing somebody away into somebody else's arms. Be careful. Whatever your responsibility is, take care of it. David wasn't taking care of his son, and he saw an opening, and then he started just setting himself. So, oh, you know, if I was your king, listen, anytime you hear people saying, if I was, they are setting themselves up to take somebody else's place. Amen. And that's one way you know a threat. Whenever you hear somebody say, if I was, no, you ain't. Huh? You need to stay in your place. And you have to put people in their place, but the way you put people in the place, by you doing what you're supposed to do. You can't create an opening. I'll get around to it. You'll be in a divorce court talking about you're going to get around to it. Folks be saying, what happened? Say, I didn't get around to it. I was planning on getting around to it, but I didn't get around to it. Amen, amen. So Absalom stole the hearts of the people away. Amen. Now, let's go a little bit further. So we see the rebellion of the prince. The rebellion of the prince. That's what we saw. That was the rebellion of the prince. So I just wanted to kind of set it up. And you can see that he's getting a lot of people on his side. And then look down here at verse 10. It said, Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reign in Hebron. He done went back to Hebron, and he done got all of the people. Matter of fact, he sneaked almost a whole army out of town. And he asked David for permission to leave, and the Bible says 200 men went with him. But the 200 men really didn't know what they was going for. But after they got there, Absalom told them this secret plan. But you know, when you've been feeding somebody, people will easily follow who's been feeding them. You think about it. See, Absalom knows what he was doing. That's why, you know, when people be being especially nice, who used to didn't treat you nice, but all of a sudden they treating you nice, you need to ask now what you want. Because you used to didn't pay me no attention at all. Now I'm the best thing since sliced bread. So what do you want? You got something on your mind. Amen. Hey, I can't even fool my wife. When I be being real nice, especially saying, now what you want? Tell me what you want. You've been nice all day. Now tell me what you want. I just been nice. I'm just trying to be nice. That's just my personality. I'm just being nice. All right. Look at the reaction of the people to the rebellion of Absalom. In chapter 15, verse number 13, it tells us the hearts of the men of Israel, they went after Absalom. Is that right? Bread of life sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.